Today, yet another plan to save the media with technology. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. In the last week alone, digital media outlets have laid off hundreds of people. The publishers of USA Today are fighting off a takeover attempt from a hedge fund. The Washington Post actually ran a Super Bowl ad about how important journalism is. But subscriptions don't make enough money, and ads are annoying, data-sucking, and don't even work most of the time. Enter tech. Jim McKelvey is the co-founder of the payments and processing giant Square. He's got a startup called Invisibly that's part micropayments, where you pay for individual articles, and part ad tech, where you, the reader, can earn free articles by trading more data. You could choose to pay for no ads at all or strike a balance somewhere in the middle. McKelvey told me the whole point is control.
It's never been free. You've always paid for it, but you've paid for it with your attention. And it's usually frustrating because you don't have any control over how your eyeballs are bought and sold. And they're being bought and sold hundreds of times a day without your permission or knowledge. So here's the deal. You don't have to do anything differently. If you want us to just manage this for you, we will. But if you want to take control over how your attention's bought and sold, we'll give you that control. So for instance, you live in New York. Don't sell me a pickup truck because I'm in New York. I'm not going to buy a pickup truck. I don't need one here. That piece of information is valuable. And any piece of information you give does two things for you. First of all, it increases the relevance of the products that are pitched to you because you are going to buy some things. But more importantly, it increases the value of your eyeballs. So you are getting paid more per second of attention.
Or I can just buy my way out of it directly and skip the tailoring process.
Absolutely. Yeah. However you want to engage.
It's interesting. It sounds like you're making an argument that I should have more control of my data, but there's a version of this that also sounds like I still give over a lot of data to individual sites.
Yeah, and it's completely up to you what you want to do. So in our system, from complete anonymity, which, by the way, will change the price of some of your content. So for instance, one of our publishers will sell you an article for a quarter cent if they know who you are. And that same article could cost 3 cents if they don't know, because they're getting value out of your data as well. They want to know who their readers are.
So it sounds like if it really was embedded into a lot of different sites, it would become a large real-time experiment in trying to determine how much people actually do value their privacy, which I think we're all trying to figure out right this moment.
Yeah, and there's no one answer for one person. So for instance, there are times I value my privacy a lot. There are times I don't. I'm about to buy a bunch of couches. If the couch manufacturers of the world knew I was about to spend several thousand bucks on couches, they would send ads to me that I would love to see right now. But the problem is, in the current ecosystem, I have no way of signaling that. And the worst case is I buy a couch and then they find out I bought one. And then for the next 3 months, I get chased by couch commercials. It's really backwards and messed up right now. And we're not saying we're going to fix it all at once, but what we're saying that we're going to do this on behalf of the people whose information is the currency. Give me control of how I spend my attention, just as I have control over how I spend the dollars in my wallet.
Jim McKelvey is the CEO of Invisibly, which is launching whenever it's ready. He told me the company is in no hurry thanks to venture capital, his own money, and he says the support of most major media outlets. But I bet they're hoping he'll hurry up. And now for some related links. On Monday, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg posted a letter to celebrate the platform's 15th anniversary. And it is a very interesting read. We have a link to it at our website, marketplacetech.org. You can also find it on Facebook, obviously. What's interesting in the context of this conversation about the future of media is that Zuckerberg is sort of taking the position that what Facebook is doing is upending the traditional institutions that used to control your access to information. And that now the internet, with Facebook at its core, is setting all that information free. But the media and people who are afraid of change only want to focus on the negative. To those people, he says, you are wrong. And society is becoming more open and accountable because of these new networks and Facebook. Which is, like I said, very interesting. Because on the one hand, yes, technology marches on. There was moral hand-wringing in the extreme about the democratization of language, about radio, about television, and yes, about the internet. But I would argue that as much as Zuckerberg may think otherwise, Facebook is not the internet. Facebook does not behave the way that disruptive new networks might behave in a vacuum because Facebook is a company. Its incentive is to make money. Senator, we run ads. The internet is an incredibly disruptive and democratizing and polarizing force. And everything Zuckerberg says about Facebook, that you can find a like-minded community, that you could keep in touch with faraway friends, that you could organize a protest, that you could advertise a business, all of that can happen on the internet with or without Facebook. And none of that necessarily makes Facebook immune from questions about the ads, right? But then again, let's be fair. What else is he going to say? He's the CEO of a business. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.